Hello, and welcome to the next episode of Follow Me and Die. I'm your host, Larry Hamilton. Today, I want to talk a little bit about my card game, as our first caller, Colin, reminded me I really hadn't talked about it on the podcast.
Hi, Larry. It's Colin at Spike Pit here. Yeah, I'm glad you're finding success with your podcast, mate, and you're getting listeners. It's always encouraging. Also, I noted the fact you've set off on a voyage of discovery with your business venture. I wish you the best of luck with that as well. And I don't think you mentioned about a card. I don't remember you mentioning about a card game before. But I'll be interested to hear a bit more about that. And perhaps you could let us know, I don't know, a few teasers or something, or perhaps just announce it when you launch it, whatever. Don't want to put any pressure on you. You've got your own ideas. And, yeah, so take it easy. Keep up the good work. Catch you later, mate.
Hey, Colin. Well, I guess I really hadn't said much about it on the podcast, if at all, until last episode. The card game, I had the idea for it while I was at GaryCon 9 in 2017. It wasn't quite what it ended up being. And I kind of made some notes when I got back from GaryCon a couple years ago, but I didn't get very far with it. And then all of a sudden in January one day, it hit me like a bolt out of the blue and all the rules came together. And 8 hours later, I had a draft of the rules typed up. I had art arranged and cards ordered from the online printer that does card games, and had it paid for and was eagerly awaiting for it to arrive in the mail. And it got here a couple weeks before GaryCon this year. So I took my cards with me and I got friends and others to sit down and play my game. Hobbs even rounded up a few people. I had a couple of people from England sit in and play a hand. Lots of feedback, got the rough edges worked off. My favorite quote somebody had was, "I love this game. You can learn it in 5 minutes at a noisy bar at GaryCon and still figure out what's going on and have fun." So that is awesome. It's really cool when other people like what you've done. So what's really funny for me is I never really considered myself a card game guy. I mean, I've played card games. I like playing card games. I just don't have people that want to play card games around. So I don't really play them very often. So for me to have an idea that works as a card game, I think is really hilarious. And a lot of people were saying, "So when's the Kickstarter?" And my response is, when I announce it. So it's a ways off yet. My hope was to have something launched this year. I don't know that's going to happen. There's lots of things up in the air. I can say that the Kickstarter will help cover the art, editing, printing, and fulfillment. Stretch goals will be relevant to whatever the Kickstarter is. If you want a t-shirt, you're going to have to get them from my online store. I'm not adding extraneous nonsense. I've done lots of research about Kickstarters. I've backed lots of Kickstarters. I know what works. I know what kind of things tick me off that Kickstarters do. So I'm not going to do those things. And I've followed along what Tinkar says on his, articles and so forth on different Kickstarters. I've backed Kickstarters that were super successful, and I've taken notes on what those have done. Sorry about that. Somebody had to ask me something. So on Kickstarter, I just want it to be as organized and smooth as I can make it. I'm sure as a first-time Kickstarter, I'll encounter things I can't anticipate, because there's always something the first time you do something, it doesn't click until you actually do it. Hopefully I can minimize that. I've been studying all the best-selling or all the best funded. Wow, I can't say that right today. I've studied all of the most successful card game Kickstarters and taken notes about what has worked for them. So my experience with backing Kickstarters is mostly role-playing game Kickstarters. So I have branched out into that. I've got lots of people with lots of contacts. I have lots of people with sizable YouTube channels and blog presences and so forth that I'm sure will say something. Many of them have offered, hey, when it's ready, let me know and I'll announce it. So I'm looking forward to that. So right now, I'm working on the elevator pitch, tightening up the rules, play testing, and trying to get other things behind the scenes organized. I'll be sharing general bits about progress and so forth on my Patreon that I plan to launch soon. The actual Kickstarter, when that's ready, I'll announce it. It'll be on all my social media, the podcast, my YouTube channel, and so forth. So I guess I can give you a little bit about the pitch. Basically, it is a trick-taking strategy game with multiple levels of strategy. The rules are simple, quick and easy to learn, but it's never the same game twice. So that's as much as I can tell you about it now without telling you exactly what it is. So I want to build the suspense, and when it's ready, I will be sure and let all you all know. So thanks for the question, Colin. No pressure. Appreciate the question. So that's it for today's episode of the Follow Me and Die podcast. Oh, I will say I've got a pretty funny picture of my granddaughter with kind of an exasperated look and an image on a YouTube video talking about my card game titled, "Oh No, Grandpa's Talking About His Card Game Again." So check that out. You can see that on my G+ page. I have a collection just for the card game with all the collected things I keep putting together. And if you have any questions about that or want to keep an eye on that, you can follow that G+ collection, follow the blog, follow the podcast. You can also catch me on Twitter and Facebook, and soon I'll be launching a Patreon, and I'll probably have a Discord channel along with that. So thank you all for your interest. Game on.